on November 9th, 2018, of the dedication of the Archbasilica of St. John, known as the Church of the Holy Savior. So this church, by the way, goes under several different names. It's the Lateran Basilica. It's the Church of the Holy Savior, or the Basilica of the Holy Savior. It's the church, it's the Basilica of St. John Lateran, which is dedicated to St. John the Baptist principally, and then St. John the Evangelist also. It's a very historical church. And in fact, it is the cathedral church of the Pope. A lot of people assume incorrectly that the Pope's cathedral is St. Peter's Basilica. No, that's not true. The Basilica on Vatican Hill, namely St. Peter's or the Vatican Basilica, that basilica is not the church's, not the Pope's basilica, the Pope's cathedral. It's not a cathedral at all. Why? Because it doesn't have a cathedra in it. It doesn't have the Pope's chair in it, his seat as Bishop of Rome. That title goes to St. John Lateran. And St. John Lateran is placed in an area of the city that used to be the personal property of the Emperor Constantine. And when the church was freed, when the church was given her liberty, Emperor Constantine gave an area where he had his own palace, the Lateran Palace, to the Pope. And the Pope used it, the Pope lived in a residence at the Vatican Palace, and so that's where the Pope physically resided, and they also eventually built, during the time of the same Pope who was gifted this area, they built and consecrated the first public church in Rome, and this is the Church of St. John Lateran. Its first name was the Basilica of the Holy Savior, named after our Lord himself. And there was a massive, either a mosaic or a painting of some sort on the wall of that church in the apse of the holy face of Jesus. And that whole section of the city actually has buildings all around it where it's demarcated by this traditional image of the Holy Face that's associated with the Lateran Basilica. Now, since the popes moved out of that as a residence many, many years ago and moved to Vatican Hill, it didn't change the fact that the Pope's cathedral as Bishop of Rome is still that particular basilica. And the church has a ritual. Okay, it has a very, very long, very, very massive, very, very exhaustively time-consuming ritual for the dedication of a church. It's an extremely beautiful ritual. It's a ritual that involves many prayers with the bishop. It has to be done by a bishop. It can't be done by a priest of the second rank. It must be done by a bishop. And the bishop surrounds the church three times from the outside. He knocks on the church and he's not let in at first. There's a whole symbolism here of this place not yet being holy. And then they let the bishop in. And when the bishop goes in, he does various blessings. And the biggest thing is the blessing of the altar itself, which represents Jesus Christ, which is the place where sacrifice is offered, and which is really sort of, it's in the sanctuary. So it's in the Holy of Holies, as it were, of the Christian dispensation, which is that holiest place of a Catholic church. And on the altar, now a lot of people would think, well, the tabernacle must be the holiest place in the church. Well, so it really isn't. The holiest place in the church traditionally is the altar. Now, yes, in most churches, we keep the Blessed Sacrament on the altar. And for a very long time, the altar was always situated in the middle of the church, in the center, and that's where the tabernacle was kept. I don't want to ruffle anybody's feathers, especially those people who object to the fact that so many of the parish churches, the tabernacle has been moved into like a broom closet or something. But in point of fact, you go into the ancient basilicas in Rome, and the Blessed Sacrament tends to be at a side altar. Mind you, it's a massive side altar, which is completely dedicated to housing the Blessed Sacrament. But the point is that in the earliest times, the Blessed Sacrament wasn't reposed in the churches 24/7. And the holiest place was the place where the holy sacrifice itself took place, and that's the altar. And in most large churches, certainly cathedrals and monastic churches, where you have monks or canons praying the divine office, the Blessed Sacrament really isn't supposed to be on the main altar, because there's so much constant activity around it, and they want to put it actually reverently, for the reverence of the Blessed Sacrament, on a side altar. But again, it's not like, you know, Father Bob coming in and throwing the tabernacle into a broom closet. It's a completely different ethos that surrounds this completely traditional notion of where to put the Blessed Sacrament in the church. Because all of the action, all of the focus of the church is on the altar. The altar is the most sacred place. It's the sanctorum. It's the sanctum sanctorum. It's the holy of holies in our Catholic churches. So, and it symbolizes Christ as well. The altar itself is a symbol of Christ. So the question remains, what is a Catholic church? So first of all, in the Catholic Church, we're very much into the concept of sacred times and sacred spaces. So, as far as sacred times go, the church's calendar sanctifies time so that one time or another is holy, holier, or holiest. And we can give the example there of Lent being a very holy season, but then there's Holy Week, which is even holier than Lent, Holy Week being the last week of Lent, part of Passiontide. And then there's the Triduum, the sacred Triduum, the 3 days of Holy Thursday, Good Friday, and Holy Saturday. And that, you might say, is the holiest. And Good Saturday, of course, terminates in the Easter Vigil, which is supposed to take place. I mean, the Mass itself is supposed to start around midnight. Traditionally, it would start around midnight. After